Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com joins us. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. That's killing me. You're right, because you're absolutely right. They would be running away with the Heat, I think, without the bullpen just blowing so many games. It's been excruciating.
It has been, really, because a lot of people thought going into the season that was going to be one of the strengths of their team, and there were some question marks about the starting pitching. And, well, my God, like J.A. Happ has been unbelievable. Guy's getting some hits on the road for fun. You know, you look at their starting pitches overall, I think, you know, it's funny that Stroman's maybe been a little bit of the most concerned the last month, and that was probably no one's prediction, but their bullpen just, they can't get out of their own way right now.
It's really true. And you know, I've seen, because I mean, people online and the conversations that I have, people are upset about it. And you see this thing where people will say, oh, they didn't address the bullpen in the offseason. Well, they did. You know, they went and got Drew Storen, who's been a terrific closer for 6 years with the Washington Nationals, or if not a closer, a setup man, has been really great. He's just been garbage, is kind of the thing, and it's been really unfortunate. And also, they thought that they'd have Aaron Sanchez in the bullpen, and Brett Cecil's been hurt. So Cecil's coming back, which will help. Hopefully Sanchez doesn't end up in the bullpen, because he's been just so valuable as a starter for them. But they did kind of have a nice-looking foundation with Cecil, Sanchez, Osuna, Storen going into the year. And, yeah, it's just completely gone sideways on them. And they haven't really been able to find a way to make it better. You know, losing Gavin Floyd obviously is a big issue for them. Jason Grilly's come in and has been decent. And hopefully, you know, Brett Cecil wasn't great when he was first here this year, you know, before he went down with the injury. Hopefully this time off has maybe given him a chance to work on some mechanical things and to get his curveball back straight. And I think I've heard that that's what the team is saying, that he really feels good about his curveball and better than when he went on the DL. So hopefully that helps, because, yeah, it's just the worst to watch a game, to put 3 hours in and then have a bullpen blow it for you. You know, it's just a kick in the gut.
Andrew, on paper, like you said, that bullpen lineup looked pretty formidable to start the season. At some point, though, if it's not working on the field, you make changes. How long do we wait if guys who've got it done in the past don't start getting it done again?
Yeah, I mean, I think they can't really wait at this point. And the trade deadline's coming up, so there's about a month to go. So I guess the market really hasn't moved a lot. And so in terms of, like, internally, apparently they've discussed Drew Hutchinson maybe coming up and trying to help them in that way, which would be a dicey thing to do, because he's a great piece of depth in the starting rotation. He's a guy they want to keep stretched out, and if they sort of move him to a 1-2-inning role, it's going to take a little bit of time to get him stretched out when they may need him to go into the rotation. But I think that's a chance that they perhaps could think of taking, because you're right, there's not a lot that's on the horizon. They're going to have to make a trade, I think, to find a piece back there. And they don't have a lot to trade with, and they don't especially have a lot to compete with other teams that are good, that are going to be looking for the same kind of help. So, you know, it's not just that the cupboard is a little bit bare in terms of what other teams want, but they can be outbid, I think, for a lot of guys. So in a lot of ways, this is the team that they have, and they're probably going to continue to have for the rest of the year, barring, you know, with the exception of hopefully a couple little moves. But you're right. Like, I think the time is now to really start ramping up their search for bullpen help.
Any prospective teams that you would look at that are out of it that might want to part with some relievers?
The big one that I, you know, keep hearing, and not in terms of the Jays are talking, but the guy that I think people are zeroing in on is, like, Mark Melancon of the Pirates. The Pirates are disappointing. They're in a tough division. And he's been terrific for them, and he's a guy that maybe a bigger name, a guy with actual, you know, capital C closer experience that the team could try to acquire. I'm sure there's all sorts of guys on teams, you know, fringy guys on teams that are out of it, you know, the Padres, but they have somebody out there in their bullpen. But I think you're probably more likely to see the Blue Jays go after, just because, like I say, what they have to give up isn't a lot, and they're really reluctant to do it, I think, because they just don't have a lot in their system right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting problem. AL East is fairly tight at the top. You know, I look at Boston, Toronto, the Yankees are hanging around back there playing 500 ball. You know, at some point, bats go cold. At some point, starting rotations don't get it done. You're talking about the bullpen now. You very seldom have all three ticking along perfectly, but if the bullpen remains a problem, it gives you no slack with the bats or the starters.
You're absolutely right. And I think, I mean, if you look at the innings leaders in the American League in terms of the starting pitchers' innings pitched, three or four of the Blue Jays are way up there. Just because, you know, Givens has been so afraid. I mean, they've been good as part of it, but also Givens has been afraid to go to his relievers. And you know, we saw that this week in Colorado. You know, Aaron Sanchez getting out of bat in the eighth inning and getting an extra inning out of him because he just doesn't trust anybody in his bullpen, nor should he. And that's something that, you know, in terms of fatigue, in terms of guys pitching mornings than they're used to, that could be a real concern for them going, you know, down the line.
Andrew Stoughton joins us from BlueJaysNation.com. Andrew, what do you think as we get closer to the MLB trade deadline happens with Batista or Encarnacion?
I have a hard time seeing either of them get moved, to be honest. You know, I mean, maybe the new regime will surprise us, but I mean, I think you're so good this year. You have such a good core of players, and you're going to get a draft pick back if a guy walks in free agency. So I think that that's a fine return for the opportunity to play out the rest of the season with those guys and really make a run for it in the playoffs. Because I think this is a really strong team, and despite, you know, the trouble with the bullpen, I think they're playoff bound and can really cause some damage, as we saw last year, especially if they tinker that bullpen a bit and get a better unit back there and get some more production out of them. So I'm not too worried about Batista or Encarnacion getting traded. I think the fact that they have 5-10 rights and can block any trade complicates that too. And Batista being hurt, I think, does as well. You know, I mean, what is even Jose Batista's value right now? He didn't look great before he got hurt. And now he's got this injury where, you know, you're 35, you're going to be a 36-year-old next year. What does that mean? I mean, you look at the way players age, he's getting into that year where those years where even if it's not a recurring injury, any injury is a concern, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, aside from the bullpen, is there an area, to follow Jason's question, where you see maybe the possibility of a tweak, be it for depth, not taking out an everyday guy, but as the trade deadline approaches, something that the Jays might, a piece they might want to pick up to give them some leeway here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the starting pitching is the one area that that they could also do something like that, especially because that means they could move somebody, hopefully not Aaron Sanchez, but he would look great in the bullpen right now, but move somebody out of the rotation into the bullpen. So you might see them add some depth there. They just lost Wade LeBlanc. They traded him to Seattle, which is kind of an odd deal. He was, I think, their seventh or eighth starter probably, a guy who could maybe help them, but I think it was a deal that was made to show good faith to guys like him who are minor league free agents, who are guys you really need for the course of the season. And it was positioned to me, and I thought it was smart that Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins are looking at that and saying to agents, hey, we're going to treat your minor league free agents right. If a guy doesn't have an opportunity with our club that's really close, we're going to try to work to get him in an opportunity, which is what's happened with LeBlanc. He's pitching in the big leagues for Seattle. So that's good. I think that's smart of them, but that also creates a little bit of a hole in terms of their starting pitching depth. So I think that's a place where they might look to trade as well.
You look at the Toronto Blue Jays right now, and them and Boston, of course, are tied for the wild card spot. A lot of people keep looking at the American League. Do you think ultimately you're going to see three teams from the AL East make the postseason?
It's hard. I mean, that's hard to say. I mean, I think the West is pretty good as well. I mean, you get the Astros and you have the Rangers playing extremely good baseball right now. You're right. It's going to be tough at the top. I'm not too worried about the Yankees. I think the Rays have kind of already faded away. But yeah, it's going to be a real fight between the Red Sox and the Jays and the Orioles, I think, all the way down the stretch. I had no idea whether it's going to be three teams from the AL East. It would be disappointing if not, because it'd just be really good teams. And because one of them could be the Blue Jays, one on the outside looking in, and I kind of don't want that to happen.
Well, the other thing, you know, the KC Royals, the defending champs, are currently a half game back. You got to throw them in the wild card race because the Cleveland Indians, hey, the curse of Cleveland maybe is in a hiatus after LeBron won, because ever since they've won, the Indians haven't lost a game. They've won 12 in a row.
Yeah, they've been spectacular. I mean, they've got that great, great starting pitching. They've got a strong bullpen, but it's really, you know, everything comes down to the starters and the fact that, you know, they've been able to get a little bit out of their hitting and sort of some unexpected performances from their hitters, which has been huge for them. You know, they have Francisco Lindor, the shortstop, who's just an incredible player. And I'm looking forward to seeing him here in Toronto this weekend.
But yeah, it's really, it comes down to the pitching. And Trevor Bauer is a guy who was a huge prospect and had never kind of figured it out. He has really had trouble sort of getting out of his own way and bounced around another organization. And he's just been dominant for the last month or so. So it's scary. It's a scary team to have to go up if you're one of the Blue Jays hit.
Well, I want to talk about the Indians because they come in, obviously, as the hottest team in baseball, winners of 12 in a row, and they will have Carrasco on the mound tonight. Just looking at it from a starting pitching matchup, how does the series shape up for you? What's the biggest – which one of these pitchers presents the biggest challenge for the Jays?
I mean, that's really the thing. I think they all do. I mean, Tomlin is not really in the same class as the other guys. I mean, they're fortunate to miss former Cy Young winner Corey Kluber. Or is it Danny Salazar they miss, actually? I'm not positive, but it doesn't really matter because, Bauer is going so great, Carrasco is so terrific, and the other two Kluber and Salazar are fantastic as well. And it's going to be tough for the Jays. Marco Estrada has been outstanding for them, obviously. Jay Happ had a great year. Dickey, you never know. You don't really feel great about these pitching matchups, though, and especially, Mark Stroman's kind of getting a gift in terms of a lineup that's not Baltimore, not Boston, so hopefully that will help him, continue to take steps in the right direction, but he's certainly not right now. So I think a lot of Jays fans would be pretty happy if they could split this series, to be honest, because Cleveland's just playing so, so well.
Andrew, they got a hot team, as Jason said. The other team that's hot, the Orioles, 7 in a row. Is this just a hot streak, or are Baltimore, in your mind, a team that the Jays can reel in if they can get the pitching sorted out?
Coming into the year, I didn't rate Baltimore as highly as they played so far. I kind of didn't think they were quite in the same class as the Blue Jays or the Red Sox. They're obviously proving me wrong right now. I mean, I didn't think they pitched very well. They're not pitching great, but they just hit so much that it's hard to stop them. It's kind of like the team that we saw last year with the Jays, who just were trucking everybody in the American League in the second half. I'm a little wary of Baltimore because I think they are a pretty good team, and I feel they're a team that every year I tend to overlook, maybe just because they don't have the sort of stud starting pitching that is so important to a lot of teams, but they get around it by being so great with the bat. That said, I think they're still so close, and there's still so much time left that they could be reeled in as well. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun down the stretch to see what happens.
Andrew, always good to catch up with you, man. The Indians are 21-6 in the month of June. This is going to be a tough start. Hey, the Jays win this series, man, then they definitely could say they beat the best team in baseball right now anyway, and would be a huge boost, and would probably be even a bigger boost because it meant that their bullpen hadn't exploded for 3 or 4 games, so that'd be a huge positive.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right.
Andrew, thanks for your time. Enjoy the weekend. Happy Canada Day.
You too. Happy Canada Day. Thanks, guys.